Some plants are carnivorous. The bodies of dead plants and animals, their excreta, and their discarded leaves and exoskeletons all return nitrogen to the soil, where a portion of this precious commodity is lost. The loss is serious. Nitrogen makes up 77% of the air around us, but less than 1% of an average plant. Moreover, neither plants nor animals can extract nitrogen from the atmosphere. Only a very few species of bacteria can fix nitrogen gas, N2, converting it to compounds that can be taken up by the roots of plants. If these bacteria were to cease operations, there would eventually be no more proteins, no more nucleic acids, no more life on Earth. Plants compete for the available nitrogen in different ways. Many species, particularly members of the legume pea family, enter into partnerships with nitrogen-fixing bacteria. Many more species enlist the aid of various fungi, taking advantage of their abilities to break down complex molecules into simple ones. A few species capture and devour animals. One such carnivorous plant is Drosera rotundifolia, the common sundew. Each plant has 6 to 12 modified leaves arranged in a rosette. Each leaf has as many as 260 fine filaments protruding from it. Charles Darwin counted the number of filaments on sundew on the heath in Sussex. At the tip of each filament is a minute globe-shaped gland that secretes a sticky fluid. The fluid droplets gleam in the sunlight, as the plant's name suggests, and the leaves give off an enticing odor. Once an insect alights on one of a sundew's shimmering leaves, it cannot escape. First one leg and then another become trapped on the gluey glands. Neighboring filaments, each with its sticky droplet, fold slowly in towards the captive. Soon its body is immersed into a colorless mucilage. Its air passages fill up and it suffocates. The glands then secrete a ferment, to use Darwin's term, that digests the captive. By this means, he noted, the sundews often grow in places where hardly any other plant can exist.